Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Brad Haywood is a criminal defense attorney in Northern Virginia. Often his clients are ordered to pay up as part of their punishments.
Anywhere from a few hundred dollars, maybe for a stolen phone or a pair of earrings, all the way up to several hundred thousand dollars, maybe like an embezzlement scheme.
According to the State Crime Commission, much of that money never gets collected. At last count, more than $420 million is still owed. Republican Delegate Rob Bell says the system is unaccountable.
Nobody took it as their job to make sure restitution gets paid. And every other actor had lots of other tasks and didn't want to make this one of their priorities.
And Bell says it should be a priority.
And the victim walks out assuming that everything is right with the world and they will at least get paid as soon as the defendant gets out of jail. And it just isn't happening.
So Bell is sponsoring a bill to fix that. It would require courts bring defendants who still owe money back in on a regular basis for up to 10 years.
So instead of the judge saying, "And I see we have a $342 medical bill here. You have to pay that." And the defendant says, "Yes, sir." He will say, "You have that bill, but you have to pay by December 31st. And if you haven't paid by December 31st, I'm going to see you on December 31st.
Defendants have to show up and demonstrate a good faith effort towards paying. If they don't, judges could punish them further, even give them jail time. Bell has tried something similar before, but it was vetoed by then-Governor Terry McAuliffe. This year, Democrats are supporting it as part of a criminal justice deal. In return, they get something they've wanted for a long time, an increase in the felony larceny threshold.
In this case, the people of the Commonwealth of Virginia do not benefit from the quote-unquote deal.
Claire Gastaniaga is director of Virginia's ACLU. She says if Virginia actually wanted to collect restitution money, lawmakers shouldn't ask the criminal court system to do it. Instead, we should treat restitution like credit card debt.
Then they become collectible using civil means. So if somebody's working and they're just purposely not paying, then you can garnish their wages just like collecting any other debt. We're not using any of those mechanisms.
What's more, she adds, what's the purpose in punishing someone who just can't pay?
And one way to make sure that they can't keep their jobs and keep paying is to put them in jail. I mean, really, seriously.
Because the system is so fragmented, there's no clear data on why restitution often goes unpaid. But Brad Haywood, the criminal defense attorney, says that in his experience, most people who still owe money are poor.
It's not like there are a bunch of people out there who just simply have all this money and aren't paying it because no one is asking them to pay it. Most of them honestly just can't pay it.
But Delegate Rob Bell says victims can't necessarily pay it either. And right now, they often are. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.